previously on Grace in Space. So we have this conversation. It just passed. I don't think even she remembers now. So fast forward to now 2020, actually 2019 last year, when I opened a YouTube channel. She's the person who has really been driving me to open a YouTube channel. I think they saw this passion. What's up, everybody? My name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O. Welcome to another episode. This is Grace in Space. Today's episode is a continuation of what we had yesterday on career change, and we'll have 3 or 4 more episodes on the same. Thank you for your love and support. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for everything. Your love keeps me going, literally. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. So let's get on the show. I was made for this. So I opened up a YouTube channel last year. And if you haven't checked it out, of course, I'll link it in the show notes. Please go have a look at it. It has the best things that I know to do so far. So don't judge me. Maybe at the time you're listening to this podcast, my YouTube channel is blown. It's blown up. Currently, we are at 95 subscribers. I'm waiting to get to 100 so that I could be putting this podcast on the platform. Yeah. But then that's the reason why we haven't put this podcast on YouTube. It's because you guys haven't subscribed. And for those who have subscribed, please share this so that many more people can come by. Yeah, so I open a YouTube channel and I record this album, my first album, and I put it out there. Listening to it, it's I don't call it trash. No, it's not, some other person may call it trash, but I call it a step in the right direction. And now fast forward to this day where I'm running a podcast, and it's something that I've really been meaning to. I've really been wanting to, and now I have a chance to. Guess what I'm feeling? I'm feeling like I'm in the right path. Yes. Like, I feel like 100. I'm at 100. Yeah. So, here it is. We're still in our discussion. I'm just giving you the behind story. Just giving you the backstory so that you can have a place where we are seated at, right? So, this year. Actually, not this year. Yeah, this year, let's just talk about this year. So this year, COVID happened and things have changed. Things have dynamically is a good word, I don't know. Things have changed totally. Like, they have switched up. It's like how the tables turn. Just, it's like a new dimension or something. It's a new normal. And trying to keep up with school is really hard for me. I've been complaining about school. I'm not about to drop out of school, but it's a discussion that we are going to have with Keter. I can't wait to have this. So Keter, make sure you come over. And by the way, if you're really passionate about these things that I'm discussing right here, right now, and you want to be part of this show, please send me a mail. You have my email address. That's kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. Or DM me on my Instagram where you're watching this. Or yeah, for the other people in the other platforms, just write me a mail at kevinkipngeno@outlook. This is the spelling of Kevin Kipngeno. kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. Send me a mail. If you want to advertise as well, the same mail. kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. Yeah. If you're really passionate about such discussions. Yes. And I love to engage everybody because this is the thing that we are going through currently. So, I am at this place where now this one has, what I'm doing right now is something that has really come has come to the top of the table. The other one is still there, my schooling, and it's perfect. Let me tell you a little bit about my schooling. School is a tool created for us to learn, and for us it opens up our minds to the opportunities, the countless opportunities that are available. I wouldn't ask anyone to not join school. Please join school. During school, okay, that is funny memes that you go to school to learn to read. I love when you're in school. Then when you get to school, you read to learn, or I don't know. Yeah, those funny memes. So, let me give you a story about school. I've talked about the passion thingy. School. Do I give you details about my schooling? So I think it'll be helpful for you if I told you. So I'm in a private school, then I joined a public school. I excel. I was the A student. Everybody looked up to me. I used to perform. I was the top at the deck. I was just like Nikishi. If I were to be, if someone was to beat me, it could happen only once. And come on, Vincent, let me mention your name. A couple of times we were really tight on competing, and one or two times you would go ahead of me. You know, until I switched up primary schools, where it was hard for me to catch up, especially because I went to a public school. But it was a blessing in disguise, because when I went to a public school, what happened is, of course, my grades dipped for a season, but they came up. So by the time I was f clearing my class 8, I had good results. I had okay, out of 500, I had four, I had 403, and I thank God for that. I would not be ashamed to say that, because God made me be able to get that. The leading person had 430, so I was like, God, you just switched up the numbers. I think they missed. I was the one leading. Just defeated me in 7 marks. And then high school, I joined Starehe. Starehe is such a good school. I would advise anyone, just go to there. Send your son or daughter to that school. After Starehe, I joined campus. I joined Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology. At Starehe, I had a mean grade of B plus. I had 69 points. So I thank God for that. I only missed 1 point to get to 70. But I'm not complaining that I missed 1 point. I'm just glad for the 69. Nothing wrong with 69. 69 is perfect. Yeah, it's like a mirror. No, not like a mirror. How's it? Are you enjoying this free podcast? Do you want to advertise through this platform? Send me a mail at kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. That is kevinkipngeno at outlook.com. Now back to our show. I don't know. Yeah, so now I joined campus. I joined Jomo Kenyatta, and I'm actually pursuing a bachelor's in computer technology. And that school, that place is perfect. And I've done my first, second. Now I'm in my third year. At the time I'm recording this podcast, yeah. COVID came by this year and really switched up things. Going to school, we couldn't go to school no more, and I had to study from home. For a whole 6 months, we didn't go to school, and then the school started running online classes, at least a couple of lecturers. Before we knew it, 3.1 was over just like that. Either it's their fault or it's my fault that I wasn't paying attention. It's either my fault that I didn't pay attention, or it's their fault that they weren't teaching well. I don't want to blame anybody. It came by and went, and then before we knew it, we're just told, "Ah, yeah, your first semester is over." Anything I can remember from the first semester? Nothing. Honestly, if I'm being open, zero. I have to read again, and I don't know if I have the notes. Then it was just like that. It was just an announcement. It happened like today we have, it's like 1 2 weeks, the next week higher. So guys, please join, register during 3.2, or during the second semester of your third year. And the second semester of the third year has been ongoing. This one has been consistent, but since it's like I didn't have a really smooth flow into school, but currently I'm trying to attend the classes. Yesterday I attended a class, the first class. Was oof, I've been attending this class since the beginning, and I love this class. I love this lecturer. She's amazing. She's amazing. The class is automata theory. Big words, right? It's amazing class. And then after that class, I joined the next class. Have you ever been to a place where even the English being spoken over there, you don't know? It's English, right? But I don't know. I don't know. Does this I talked about submitting the internet on an assignment. Thank God we have the internet. On Monday, as I was recording the podcast. Did I mention that on Monday or on Tuesday? When you were listening to that podcast, I think it was on Tuesday. I literally copied the internet and pasted it for my lecturer. This is the reason why I opened that assignment. Have you ever opened an assignment or something? Or maybe the school people may relate to this one. Have you ever opened an assignment and what you s leave alone seeing stars? It's you cannot comprehend what's going on. You're not sure, is this what we are learning? It scares you. You have all the resources. I could do all the research. I have all the time. But whatever I'm meeting right there feels like language from Jupiter. I'm exaggerating, of course, but I was blown away. I was literally blown away. I tried a couple of questions that I could. I'm not this. Okay. I don't really. I don't want to cheat with schoolwork. So even if it's an assignment, what I'll do is I'd rather copy the internet and be quote unquote justified with that. I went looking around and I used my work, I used my energy to look through the internet to find the solutions to this thing, rather than just wait for someone else who's just completed the assignment and just pasted it there. Actually, from that assignment, I learned the first questions, the first question, which I did. The others, I just copied. I copied from the internet, not from another person. So we are definitely at difficult times, at different times. They can be difficult if you look at it that way, or they can be an opportunistic time. Because what COVID has, allow me to call the name, what this pandemic has given us, at the time we are recording this podcast, just in case you're listening to this podcast at a different year, at the time we are recording this podcast, this is the year 2020. The date is, today I'm recording early. Today, actually, it's the 1st of October 2020. So, this thing has really changed things. It's either given us an opportunity if you look at it that way, or it's come to destroy whatever we've built. Currently, adjusting to the school has been really tough. I don't know if it's only for my case or it's for students worldwide. Or do you feel how I'm feeling? I would love to have this conversation as well, not only with the students, but also the people who are out there who have heard things change for them. Maybe it's a conversation that has been had with different other platforms, but I would love to hear your unique voice. You uniquely voice this. Yeah. This podcast has two parts today, or three even, should God allow. Actually, we are going to have two parts to this episode. Yeah, let's go back to what you were talking about. So, we've gone round and round and round and round. We haven't gone round and round, but every piece of information has been really helpful to get us to the point where we are at, changing careers. I know you're loving this podcast. Unfortunately, this is the only time that we have for today. But here's a little test of what you'll find on the next episode. So be tuned in. Next thing we are talking about is dropping out of school. I'm not about to drop out of school. But it's a conversation that we can have, right? I watched this show called Hush. It was aired on NTV. If you watched it, I hope you watched it. It was aired on NTV called The Degree of Doubt. Degrees of Doubt or Degree of Doubt. Love y'all. Bye for now. The show is Grace in Space. I'm your host, KIPNGENO.